All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I think I sound rested.
Well, you do sound rested. Earl, tell us, those Thursday and Friday when you were gone, you were doing work with the Voice of the Elders. Tell me what was going on. Tell me about that.
Well, Sandy, we were closing out 40 days of an absolutely unbelievable experiment. Well, not experiment. It was actually a pilot. I came up with an idea about 6-7 months ago, something that I knew had been a problem in my community for decades now, and that's the lack of male involvement in the lives of young boys. And I don't have to tell you, you're an adult man, you know the impact of having dad in your life, you being in your children's lives, and so on and so forth. And I'm a guy who had a dad in my life for 64 years until the evil consequences of time my dad passed 2 years ago. I didn't know what it was like not to have a father, right? And yet you see this confusion in the community where I live, where young boys are just wandering around aimlessly. Mom's doing the best they can trying to rear these boys.
Well, you know, it would be hard for a dad to, I mean, it's hard for a single parent to raise a family. It's just a tough task to ask a single person to do.
It certainly is, Sandy. Well, but we live in a society where that's happening more and more, and it's almost becoming the norm now in the society. And at the root of it is a lot of the pain that we see, the dysfunction that goes on in communities like the one that I live in young boys who get their marching orders from other young boys who have no life experience and no trust in men, because unfortunately men haven't been involved in their lives.
Well, and no life experience and maybe no life expectancy, and I don't mean by that age, a long life, but they don't have any plan or any vision of what their life can be.
It is exactly it, Sandy, and you well know that if as a guy who has stepped into many young boys' lives and coaching and those kinds of things, you know the impact that a man has, an adult male, on young boys. And sometimes, Sandy, it's somebody outside of their own father who can reach them and teach them, and they're willing to listen to that. I know I ran a football league for 20 years, and those young boys always listen to what I had to
say.
Well,
I think every kid is somewhat insulated from what their father says anyway.
Yeah, it's early in life.
Part of being a kid is to sort of, there's a certain level of resentment for that authority figure that your parents represent. So I think even in the best adjusted families, it's altogether common for a coach figure or a teacher figure to have a great deal of influence on a kid. But for a kid who's got a vacuum in that spot that could be a father, I think it must have a huge impact.
So Sandy, you couple that with what you just said, with children who live in war zones, who don't see positive things going on in their lives, and who have a mother who means well and who loves them. No shortage of love from mom, but mom can't teach them what it takes to become a man.
Well, and mom's life might be filled with her own forms of desperation, inability to have employment or inability to work and take care of a kid and pay for child daycare, all those things that make it very difficult to be a single parent, and a single parent who might have their own life problems.
You know, Sandy, we as a society know that, right? Those who are in charge of this know that there's a dearth of leadership and direction in the lives of a lot of children in the society. Divorce and other things that impact the lives of children.
Well, I think we know that, but then you hear in the political process and you hear in the side rooms when people are letting their hair down a little bit and talking to one another, they talk about how these people
right.
who are the people you're talking about
right.
now ought to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. They got to figure it out themselves. They got to solve the problem. And so the problem you've just described is one that can't really figure it out by themselves. I mean, this problem of a single mother with children and all the problems that are faced there, I suspect that mother is doing the best possible job she can based on her vantage point to do it herself. But there's a lot of roadblocks.
You know, Sandy, and I used to, and I always walk a tightrope when I'll say it's difficult for a woman to raise a boy to become a man. And I'm not saying it can't be done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little more difficult because women and men are different, right? I mean, we are different in...
Amen.
and so what we were looking to do was stand in the breach of situations that we know have become so horrific in our neighborhoods and in our communities. The death that is so prevalent in central cities across this nation, the young boys who grow up to be killers of their own people and who wind up in jail at young ages, who don't know how to be successful in a society that demands even more so now than ever that you're educated and that you have a plan in your life. And so we decided that the only people who can change that is us.
Uh-huh.
And so I organized a bunch of men like me to step in the breach of many boys. And we've got to go to a break, but when we come back, I'll continue the conversation. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. You can join us at 844-967-2789. We'll be back.